go. It is a John DiBella Show Daily Podcast, Tuesday, August 20th. How's it going? It's Dave here. All the best stuff from this morning's show just for you and your listening enjoyment. It's Robert Plant's birthday. We shared a bunch of stuff for them, mostly songs, which you won't find here. A lot of people will email me and be like, Dave, why didn't you include that entire song? Well, we'd love to, but the rules governing podcasts are different than those governing our air signal. So we'd like to keep our six figures of money that we'd owe them if we got caught playing the full thing. So yeah, that explains the fading out and fading in of tunes. There you go. A lesson for you today in podcast land. Today on the show, we also talked rock star demands, and the audience was a bit shy in coming out with their own. We think you're just nice, agreeable people without the diva complex of a rock star. Or at least that's how we justified our lack of phone calls after we shared ours. Parents are happier than those without children. Eventually, we got the study on that, and we thinned the herd today. Yesterday was John Travolta Day, so we had to put a rain check on it for Monday, but we made good today, rounding up the stupid. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Jamie's crying from that would be Van Halen, right? That's what we call that band.
I buy it.
Right. Well, what did I turn on? The three and four?
Yeah, the mic that's not there that we use for comedians and guests.
Okay.
It's a trippy show. Well, that's a good part about this board. If John's doing something, I'm able to see it and reach under and make changes while he's not looking.
All of a sudden, I see him like doing a limbo under a monitor here in the studio.
I miss your dive over the top, I'll be honest, back in the day.
Well, you know, I did that purposely this morning because I don't know if you know it, but today is National Radio Day.
Who listens to radio?
All right, a podcast interruption. Pardon me, folks. We just don't feel like getting sued for playing an entire song. So there's the intro. Here's the outro.
That's all.
Do you know who that is? I've been playing that for years. Yeah. Right, easily 10 years. All right. Do you know who? I only found out today who it is.
Beyonce.
Close.
Harriet Tubman.
Jennifer Hudson.
Right.
Jennifer
Hudson. Sarah Vaughan. Ooh, and Quincy Jones.
Who's Sarah Vaughan? Why do I know that name?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Did you sing a Bond theme?
No. Pardon me. I'm
to
sad.
To the Google machine.
I'm sad. I'm going to commercial.
I don't know.
The John DiBella Podcast.
He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
classic rock 102.9 MGK. A story came out yesterday that we were a little intrigued by, and it got us to thinking about you folks. I'm not sure if you heard about this. Over the years, you know, you've heard all sorts of strange celebrity demands, especially when it came to rock stars. Well, Mick Jagger is kind of icing the cake. It doesn't matter what hotel he's staying in. No matter how, you know, it could be a Motel 6 or the most posh place on the planet, but Mick insists on a brand new mattress in every hotel he goes to. Right. And it has to get there a couple of days ahead of time, leave the plastic on it, and then he sends one of his people to break it in for a day or two before he even sleeps on it. Like a day or two is going to break in a mattress.
Yeah, right.
Right. You know, I'm 6 months into mine, and it's still kind of working it out.
He's basically getting floor models.
Right. That's it. That is it. Right. But every hotel, where, you know, as the tour continues, no matter where they go, there's got to be, you know, the folks at 1-800-MATTRESS must be just loving him. Right. Just, okay, send one to this hotel. Right. But I'm sort of curious, if you were a rock star, and I want to open this up to the entire audience, 215-263-WMGK. If you were a rock star, what would your wacky demand be? What is the thing that it would be in your rider? No matter where you went, they had to deal with it. What would it be?
Dunkaroos.
Dunkaroos?
Wow.
Yeah.
Dunkaroos.
Yeah.
Slow down, diva.
Yeah. I need a case of Dunkaroos.
Chocolate, vanilla.
Like all of them.
Do they still make Dunkaroos?
They do, not in the United States. They discontinued in 2012.
Okay.
Down under only?
No, they make them in Canada.
In Canada.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Imported Dunkaroos.
Damn right.
Yeah.
All right. Yourself?
I think I would go for the classic massive oil painting of myself
in
every venue. Get your finest local artist and paint me a 10 by 8 of my mug.
Okay.
And I'll just assemble them at home. Right. I'll just wallpaper my house with myself.
All right. Once I arrive at the concert venue, I want to be carried.
Oh, my God.
A la Cleopatra.
I want one of those. What do they call those things? Right. Whatever the hell it is. But I want
a
to be
pallbearer?
Carried. Right, not a pallbearer. I'm closer to that than my wish. Right. So
now, does it matter what they carry you in?
I want to be one of like a Cleopatra chaise.
Like golden bars.
Right, that's it. Oh, John's here. Pick him up. Carry him around.
Do you have a fanfare
there
as well?
I could. Right, here he comes,
all in kazoo.
The artist. Right, so what is it for you? If you could have any demand on your own, what would you go with? 215-263-WMGK. So yesterday, Cindy, we got this story about Mick Jagger. And it seems that when he's on tour, and it's not even when he's on tour, whenever he goes somewhere, if he's not staying in a house that he owns, if he's staying in a hotel, mm-hmm. he insists on a brand new mattress in the room.
Okay.
All right, not something that's been cleaned. What's a brand new mattress that's got to still be wrapped in plastic. And then he sends one of his people to the room, and they stay in it for a couple of nights to break the bed in.
It's a good job.
Yeah. So if you were a rock star, mm-hmm. what would be your demand?
All right, this is easy for me. I would have the hotel bathroom built like a bank vault with like a door. I want it to be impenetrable, no sound.
What the hell are you doing in the bathroom?
I just like privacy. The last couple times I was in the hotel, they just barely had a door or had a sliding door.
I can relate to this.
Me.
All right.
I'm sorry for mocking you.
Okay. All right.
I used to go down to the basement to escape the folks.
There you go.
Yeah. You still go down to the basement to escape the folks. Dave will not poop on the same floor he works on.
Don't want to see the boss's feet.
That seems normal to me.
All right. So, but for everybody, Steve wants Dunkaroos.
Yes.
He wants Dunkaroos at every gig. Right. What is it that you wanted?
An oil painting.
Oh, an oil painting
of
yourself.
Of course.
Of size.
Yeah.
To hang at each arena.
Yeah. Nice 8x10.
It'll only fit his head, though.
All right.
Obviously.
I want to be carried. Once I get to the gig, I want to be carried until, because I need my energy for my performance on stage.
Some guy in the text board said you want to have grapes fed to you, too.
Yes, by
nice
Gal
touch.
Gadot. I want grapes fed to me by Gal Gadot.
It's all over that.
All right, so what is it for you, folks? Let your imagination go wild. If you were a rock star, what would be your one wacky demand that you would have to have at every gig or wherever you went? Call us here in the studio.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, well, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're normally saying.
MGK.
We are serving breakfast, being brought to you by the Philly Pops. The Philly Pops rocks Abbey Road. If you want tickets or information, phillypops.org, /Beatles. Just go there for details. Yesterday, I mentioned the passing of Peter Fonda and how he was part of the Beatles, She Said, She Said. After which, I got a bunch of texts and phone calls from people going, well, what was I talking about? I don't know. I've told this story before, but if you never did hear it, during the Beatles' U.S. tour in the summer of 1965, they rented a house in Los Angeles. And one day, Roger McGuinn and David Crosby of the Byrds come over. They were big Beatles fans. They stop by, and everybody, with the exception of Paul, spends the day tripping their ass off. They're all doing acid, all right? And later on, Peter Fonda shows up at the house. He's on acid already, and when he gets there, George Harrison is having a hard time. He's really having a rough time that he thought he was dying. So Peter told him that there was nothing to be afraid of and to just relax. He said that he knew what it was like to be dead because when he was 10 years old, he accidentally shot himself in the stomach and his heart stopped beating 3 times while he was on the operating table. All right. Just as he's telling this story, John Lennon goes past and hears him say, "I know what it's like to be dead." And he looks at him and says, "You're making me feel like I've never been born." And then we get the last song that was recorded for Revolver.
The John DeBella Podcast.
There's something unholy about this.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
You must be prepared for the consequences.
102.9.
What about consequences?
MGK.
It's Robert Plant's birthday, and we're going to celebrate that fact with, I pulled some clips from interviews we've done over the years, and I got a whole bunch of Robert Clamp music ready for you to celebrate Robert Clamp's birthday. But 74 degrees out there at the moment. There's a good news for new parents.
Okay.
All right? And I guess you guys will fall into this category because you're relatively new parents.
I still feel like one.
Okay.
Every day.
A new study found that having kids will make you happier.
Yay.
The bad part is you got to wait about 3 decades. According to a new study, people who have children are happier than people who don't eventually. The happiness only really kicks in once your kids grow up and move out.
All right, I get it.
So that's why I'm happier than the three of you.
Oh, I'm like, wait, there's only two of us here. He's talking about Cindy also.
Because hers keep coming back.
Well, yeah.
They just come back time and time again. Right. They say the people whose adult children move out, like having that social support for their kids around the house to take care of them, that now that they don't have to do all of that anymore, they have time for themselves. They're happy.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I'm happy.
That's when I became friends with my dad.
Yeah, oh, right.
He wasn't just this jerk telling me what to do.
Exactly, exactly. No. I remember, when I left for college, my dad was the biggest idiot on the planet. I came back. I was surprised at how much he learned in 4 years. I'm a happy boy.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Time once again.
Send the herd.
No, it's not Monday. It's Tuesday. You're not wrong.
Send the herd.
We didn't get to do this yesterday because of the Travolta interviews, and people like it. So we figured, you know what? We were ready. Let's use it. All right. And let me start you off here. All right. When it comes to hookups, the equation is pretty simple. One person calls the other, generally late in the evening. The other person agrees, comes over, and everyone gets their party on. All right. Not so in the case of 29-year-old Tyja Russell. Tyja was apparently invited over for a nightcap last week, but by the time she arrived, the unnamed dude had fallen asleep. So just like any other rational woman, she went home, right? No.
Of course not.
Russell went the extra mile and burned the guy's house down.
Geez.
All right? The good news is he got out and so did his dog. The bad news is, well, for her, she's enjoying a cell as she faces charges of attempted murder, aggravated arson, endangering and criminal mischief.
In the herd.
Steve?
All right, German cops tracked down a 32-year-old guy because he failed to show up to serve an 11-month prison sentence. When they got there, he decided to run. Then he jumped off a balcony. But he didn't look what he'd be jumping into, and he landed right on a wasp's nest.
Oh, God.
Yes, so the wasp started stinging him and continued to sting him while he ran down the street. Cops tried to arrest him, but they started getting stung as well, so he got away from them. The wasps continued to follow this guy that landed on the wasp nest, so he jumped into a nearby pool. Cops were then able to get him while he waited out the wasps. Yeah. He may be facing additional charges for fleeing.
In the herd.
Over to you, Dave.
Got a friendly safety tip for you, and if you're a wannabe police officer, listen up. Don't go pulling over people unless you're a real cop, because it'll bite you in the ass. A couple of detectives from Long Island in an unmarked van found themselves being pulled over by somebody honking their horn with an emergency light on top.
Okay.
Honking their horn to pull them over.
All right, because no siren, obviously.
No. It's a very poor police department. When the detectives identified themselves, the fake cop swerved his Nissan Sentra, as cops are known to drive, into oncoming traffic. He sped down the Long Island Expressway. Eventually, officers tracked down Valieri Portlock.
Wait, one more time?
Valieri Portlock.
Okay.
Yes, that was a sci-fi movie that came out in the last year, I think. Valieri. They put him behind a padlock and charged him with reckless endangerment and criminal impersonation.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, this is a dirty story. All right, okay. So be prepared for this. It sounds almost impossible to tell you the truth. There's a 6-year-old guy named Julian Murphy in Montgomery, Alabama. And on Saturday night, he started yelling and cursing at a cop outside of the Alabama State Capitol building. And when the cop started approaching him, Julian dropped his pants, put some fingers where they should not go.
Stop.
And then started swinging at the cop with poop-covered hands.
Dude. Yeah, that'll get me to back off.
Right? It all sort of worked out because the cop backed away, and then the plan backfired hard when the cop hit Julian with a taser.
Nice.
Right? I'll step away from your poop, and I'll hit you with this. He was arrested for disorderly conduct and public lewdness. I can't imagine doing that dig.
In the herd.
Booyakasha!
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah!
102.9.
Say that again!
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.